This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana today. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. The commission has set up proper, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the result will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 28 counting centers have been set up across the Union Territory. In Kashmir, 10 counting centers have been established for the counting of votes. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. In Haryana, 19 centres have been set up across 22 districts of counting of votes today. Voting for 90 members, Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today, result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. India has extended support of $400 million and bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mizu in New Delhi yesterday. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOU including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. The two MOU were also renewed between two countries on capacity building programs for Maldivian judicial officers in the field of sports and youth affairs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all left-wing extremism affected states working shoulder to shoulder are committed to completely eliminate Naxalism by March 2026. Mr. Shah stated that in order to completely eradicate Naxalism, it is essential to give final push to eliminate this menace once for all. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting with the Chief Minister of LWE affected states in New Delhi yesterday. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee to comprehensively review the Income Tax Act in Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the Act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes, litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions from stakeholders, experts and public on the income tax e-filing portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories that are simplification of languages, litigation reduction, compliance reduction and redundant provisions. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said India aimed to be among top 10 shipbuilding nations by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. Delivering the keynote address at the Hamburg Sustainability Conference in Germany, the minister highlighted India's progress in renewable energy and green shipping. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has informed that India and UAE government are working on the interlinking of UPI of India and AANI of UAE. It will facilitate seamless cross-border transaction between two countries. This will benefit over 3 billion Indians residing in the UAE, enabling them to use power of UPI and AANI. President Draupadi Murmu will confer 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. The Best Actor Award will be conferred to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in Kannada film Kantara. Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar has announced retirement from the professional competition after giving 25th year to the sport. Deepa, a prominent and celebrated figure in the world of gymnastics, decided to take a step back due to physical demands on the sports on her body. And that is the end of this news bulletin.